Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, welcome back. You know, we did this story, and it was, you know, obviously super entertaining for, you might want to just move to a different one because you might want to just go to a different seat. It might be better for you. In Plymouth, where a swingers club opened up right next to a church, and it was, you know, obviously an incredible, you know, from a talker perspective story, and we just thought it was worth, you know, actually talking to the people involved and seeing what's at stake. And we had Steve Gagne on, who runs the swingers club next to the church. And now, you know, we're grateful to be able to vary the perspectives and talk with Pastor David Townsley, who runs the church. And he joins us now in Brian and Company. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Good. Good to see you.
Is it Pastor Townsley? Is that
correct? Yes.
Okay. I guess tell the story just generally as we set this up. We'll have a couple minutes here and then we'll have a real full block from 8:50 to 9. Tell us the story about how you found out about what was going on and the whole genesis of this situation.
Right. So we've been there 14 years with starting the church from scratch, and we've had no issues with any of the neighbors or anything like that. It's been great being in Terryville, seeing what God has done. And then we started seeing these cars move into the parking lot late at night often.
Into your parking lot?
Well, it's a shared driveway and a shared parking lot agreement. So it's two buildings, and so what was happening is there were these cars parking, but it was late at night, so it was often from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. And at first, I didn't think anything about it, but then there's this, they were meeting Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night from the same times. And this seems a little unusual. And
let me interject. What was in there before in that space?
Nothing. That's been vacant for quite a few years, really.
Okay.
For 6 or 7 years. So I thought he was putting apartments in because there was some other details. But obviously this wasn't that. So, yeah, so I just started, okay, well, this is unusual. And then there started to be more cars. So kind of like, well, what's going on here? And eventually we had a couple of interactions with some of the people that were going to the club. And we found out they had secret invitations. So I'm like, well, what's this? And then at a certain point, some people came in that were going to the club and they couldn't find the right door and they came back over to the church. And so I went out and the assistant pastor and I both went out to try to help them. And we were able to get a picture of the map and the directions. And it had Wicked Fun Club on the name and the event they were doing, Naked Karaoke. So that's pretty much what I thought it was, because what else is open at that time? And then we just said, this seems unusual. We'll take it to the police. We're seeing something. We're going to say something, and we'll let them check it out.
Now, they determined there's nothing illegal going on.
Well, what they determined was there was no state or federal laws that were being broken, like prostitution, human trafficking, stuff like that, from the investigation. But the zoning is surprisingly, this was the most shocking thing to me. There's no state or federal oversight on this type of business. It's only municipal controls. So, and that goes back to the zoning.
So you'd have to, okay, so then, I mean, we'll get in. I don't know if we want to get into the weeds on this now, but basically, if it's against a town ordinance, then you have full authorization for them to be shut
down.
The town
does, correct.
And so the determination, this whole concept of adult use is what's at stake,
it
right?
Is.
And they say they it doesn't fall under it, and you say it does.
Yes.
And you sent a cease and desist letter?
No, it was the town.
Okay.
So I think my role in this has been overblown. I just said, check into this, see what's going on. And so the town issued the cease and desist letter based on the key guy in the zoning department.
And is the business currently still functioning?
It was as of last Saturday.
It was. So does that mean they ignored the cease and desist, or while they appeal, they can continue to operate?
They appealed the cease and desist, and so they've been able to continue to operate until the Zoning Board of Appeals meeting, which is tonight at 7 o'clock.
Really?
In the town hall, yes.
And so will there be a decision tonight?
I believe so. I think it's actually a fairly simple decision just based on the cease and desist letter. Was there ulterior motives behind it? I think it's just focused on that with the zoning. So
with the adult use issue.
Right. So it's not like anybody needs to go out and see another piece of property, or there's nothing new to look at. It's just them making the decision.
The town, the Board and Zoning Commission?
Correct.
And they decide whether it is adult use or not, and then that decision, what do they decide?
Their decision has to do with, was the cease and desist letter
valid?
Issued in a valid way.
Okay.
As I understand it, that's the scope.
Are you going?
Yes.
Will you call us tomorrow and let us know what happened?
Yes, I can actually.
Just for a couple quick minutes.
Yeah.
You don't have to drive in again. We do appreciate you coming in. Pastor David Townsley joining us here in Brian & Company. And again, we're going to take a little break here. We'll play something for the pastor from Steve Gagne, who runs the business, and then we'll talk a little bit more about it.
The cease and desist, it basically defines our violation under a definition of specified sexual activities, which is an underlying definition under adult entertainment cabaret. Which is licensed to serve food, alcohol, and features strippers, dancers, and things like that, which we don't do. Plus, we're private. We're not open to the public. Any of the four defined entities that they defined as adult use are open to the public. We are not. We're no different than, you know, an Elks Club, Polish Club, where you can go in. If you wanted to smoke, you could smoke if that's what they allowed. Because the state and the municipalities can't go in and dictate that you have to follow laws that an open to the public business would have to follow.
Okay, so that's Steve Gagne, who runs the Swingers Club next door to the church in Plymouth, and we're here with the pastor of that church, Pastor David Townsley. What do you think of what he said?
He's struggling to read an outline because there are six definitions for adult use. The first four are categories. The fourth one is adult cabaret. But then you look right below it, it says number five, and it gives definitions for sexually arousing or intercourse type things are adult use. And then you look at definition number six, and it deals with nudity and different levels of it. So all you have to do is look at the numbering system and see two out of those six definitions are definitely adult use. So he's actually arguing that naked karaoke involves no sexual arousal and involves no nudity. This is a really simple thing.
The only thing, and I totally get it. The only thing that I'm interested in from what he said is the public versus private.
It doesn't make a difference on zoning. It doesn't matter how you organize your business, nonprofit, for profit. It's everybody has to follow zoning. He's the only one that I've seen that thinks I don't have to follow zoning. And when it comes to the way he's arranged his business, I'm very interested to see tonight how he answers some questions. Because he says, oh, we're a private club. Okay, what does that mean legally? Is that an LLC? Is that a C-Corp? He's not registered, at least in the last few days. He's not registered with the state of Connecticut, and he's not registered with the town. To my knowledge, if you have a legal entity, you have to register with one of those two places. So according to the police report, near the end of the police report, he says to the officer, we're registered, as far as reporting, with the state of Connecticut, with Cardam Legal LLC, which is his legal research company. So on the one hand, he's saying, oh, we're a private members-only group, which still shouldn't make any difference relating to zoning. And then on the other hand, well, if you're sending the money, if the money's going to a bank account, and hopefully we find out specific answers on this tonight, if the money's going to a specific bank account that says Cardam Legal LLC, that's a company.
Now, what is your goal? Your goal is to, are you against them doing this in general based on your faith, or just the fact that it's right next to you? What's the result that you want them not to be able to operate at all, or if they just said, okay, we'll move? Like, what do you want?
There's three major issues here. One is the club and the concept of the club. One has to do with the zoning, and then the third aspect has to do with the owner, his wife, and their character or lack thereof. And so at this point, I don't think there's any way they're going to be able to work anything out in town. They've burned bridges, I think, with all the people in town because of the way they've tried to come in. They were not upfront. They never came in and said, hey, here's what we're doing. How do we get this to work out? The town attorney, before he issued the cease and desist letter in his correspondence, said, hey, before I issue this and this thing could get into the media, why don't you just pack your things up and I'll actually work with you and help you apply through the town channels to do this the right way. And Gagne said, no, I don't want to do that.
Well, because they probably wouldn't get approved, right? So, I mean, well, what sort of interactions directly have you had? Because, you mean, anytime you just make comments on someone's character and they're not here to defend themselves, I have to just, like, say, slow it down and just tell me, like, what sort of exchanges have you had with him?
Well, most of the exchanges have been through the media. He's been all over media. I did have a personal interaction with him after one of the series of TV reports where we talked in the parking lot. And it was maybe 5 minutes that we talked, and it was very cordial and things like this. So what I'm basing it on is his correspondence and all factual things with documents from the town with FOIA requests. And he's not been upright. He's not been honest with a lot of people in the way he's dealt with them.
Do you think, we're talking with Pastor David Townsley, again, who runs the church, the Riverside Baptist Church, right in Plymouth, right next to where the Swingers Club has been operating. The place was empty, right? And so he probably got it inexpensively. You don't think he set up there on purpose for the contrast, do you?
I don't think he thought of the church as being that significant. I think it was a simple, and this is based on one of his interviews, I think he saw it like it's the right size, it is at a good price, we'll just go here and, you know, we'll fly under the radar for a while. But they got outed, so it's created a pretty big controversy.
And outside of your congregation, you think the town is generally not with him?
We'll find out tonight.
Yeah.
To know for sure. If you look on and base it on Facebook comments, which is what Gagne's done, and his own post in the local Facebook group, they seem more on his side. In my personal interactions with different officials in the town, they're a lot unhappier than I think he realizes. But we'll see tonight what happens.
What time's the meeting?
Tonight it's at 7 o'clock.
Is it gonna, like, are you encouraging your congregation to go?
Correct. Correct, yeah. And I've got something to say, and we've got some other folks that want to say something.
And beyond what you've said already and that you're willing to share, what else are you going to say?
Well, we've got quite a few issues that and different arguments that he's made, some of which I've had to combat. He's basically said the church is leaving and moving 45 minutes away, and I'm leaving, that I'm friends with the mayor, and he's only doing this as this personal conspiracy. And so we're trying to deal with that because the church is not leaving, the church is not going anywhere. I don't know the mayor personally, and the town is doing this because they're violating seven aspects of the zoning regulations.
So you think just the law is, or the rules are the rules, and that's what you're going to let speak? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. The focus is simply, and my public comments up until tonight's meeting has just been, they need to follow the rules like everyone else. I don't see how everybody else follows the zoning and yet somehow.
But they can't. If they follow the rules way it's set up, they couldn't operate. I mean, that's sounds they, like they wouldn't be able to do it.
No, they can get a special use permit, go through the town, and they'd have to be in a different part of town in the industrial, one of the industrial zoned areas. But they can't do it where they are without breaking about seven different components of the zoning laws.
Well, we'll see what happens tonight. I appreciate the time. And again, we'll reach out. I mean, you've agreed to let us know what happens tomorrow. We'll reach out to Mr. Gagne as well. Are you surprised how much attention it's gotten?
No.
It's not like a quote unquote sexy, but in sleepy Connecticut, this stuff doesn't happen very often.
No, I've heard of, I just went in the hardware store and a guy there said, hey, my brother who lives in Nebraska was saying, hey, what's going on in Terryville? So I knew it was going to be a news story if it ever got out that was going to generate some headlines.
Well, we thank you for your time. And,
yes, thank you.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow and we'll see what happens. Again, Pastor David Townsley from the Riverside Baptist Church in the Terryville section of Plymouth, right next to a swingers club run by Steve Gagne.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
And tonight at the Zoning Commission, maybe we'll get an answer.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.